The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.
Apparently, female members of the European Parliament and those who are going to be contesting seats in the forthcoming election have been warned of a threat of deep fake, explicit or sexual images being used against them. We have two guests with us. I'm going to start with the Fine Gael MEP, Maria Walsh, from Midlands Northwest. What do you make of this warning that's come from the EU Disinfo Lab?
Yeah, and thanks very much for covering this because no doubt what we will discuss as this conversation continues is public awareness. So really flagging the fact that this is a threat. Personally, it's quite terrifying at a time where we're trying to, as a party and as a country, get more females involved, more people from different minority backgrounds into more of everybody, really, into standing for public office. As you mentioned, I was warned by the EU Disinfo Lab organization that a threat of deep fake explicit images and videos could be used against me and other female candidates in the European elections. They've been tracking. The EU Disinfo Lab is a CSO or NGO, for those listening, that research and work with academics as well as public officials to constantly be aware of the type of threats that are happening against our democracy. And I think this threat is real. It's also very scary. One image in a false setting could, you know, damage, and they're all seriousness, damage anybody's credibility. The fact that it could be an intimate image which is created fakely is terrifying, because you and I both know, many of your listeners know, once information particularly is out there online, the speed of which it comes down can be a couple of minutes, could be an hour, or could be a couple of days. And you know, there's many examples of deep fakes. Anybody remembers, I think it was March of last year, the humorous image that went around of Pope Francis in this white puffer jacket, and the speed of which that image went around, is it real, is it fake? It was discredited. But then to the serious part of quite recently, President Joe Biden, whose voice, a voice message was fakely created and put out to voters, is an example of the possible election disinformation which we must target. So you have both sides, but what the EU Disinfo Lab very much flagged with me is it would be sexualized, it would be fake content, and the speed of which would be quite rapid.
And indeed, listeners pointing out that this could be used against male political candidates. Absolutely. As easily as against females. Elaine Burke is with us as well. Elaine will be staying with us for our TV and streaming spot in a few moments, but she's also the host of the For Tech's Sake podcast and has a background in tech journalism. How easy is it for malign interests to actually use artificial intelligence to put up videos or distribute information that is deliberately misleading?
Yeah, actually, the instance that Maria spoke about there, we talked about in our podcast episode where Joe Biden's voice was replicated. And you could replicate someone's voice from a few seconds of audio with some of the most advanced forms of this technology. And when it comes to videos and things like that, it is getting easier to create a fairly convincing fake video, you need less material to do so. So a couple of years ago, you would have needed enough frames of someone's face in different angles and different lighting and stuff like that to create a realistic looking video. But the systems are becoming more advanced at mapping, say, a single image into a moving body of work and make it look like a convincing video. So you could theoretically upload an image and create a video of that person doing whatever you want. Now, certain systems are restricting things that you can do and videos and images that you can create. So some of the more like legitimate and commercially available systems won't allow you to make nude imagery and stuff like that. Some of them still allow nude imagery, but with restrictions, as in like it can't be of an existing person or something like that. But there are other platforms available. If you are on the dark web, you will definitely find the tools to make some really, really disturbing content out of images of people that are well known, or even people that you know privately in your life, if you have images of them.
But come back to the politics, because this has been going on for a good few years, hasn't it? Things like even what they call celebrity face swaps, which I think former US President Barack Obama was a victim of back in 2018.
Yeah, it's not a new thing. It's just that the tools have become more advanced. Like I say, they can make more convincing videos using less resources, and they are more widely available. They're a lot easier to access now.
But what about the responsibility of the social media platforms to police this? I mean, a newspaper couldn't put a deliberately fake or false photograph in, claiming it to be something other than it is. So why are these social media websites allowed to host this material?
So the inherent problem there is that social media is still not treated as media entity the way we would see it in terms of like public broadcasting, newspapers and things like that. It's seen as, because it's user-generated content, that they don't have to police it the way any other publisher would have to police the content on their platforms. So that's an inherent issue to begin with when it comes to moderation of the content that goes out on these platforms. They are looking at AI labelling of content. They're also hinging a lot on self-disclosure. So YouTube and TikTok both have the facility for a creator to label their content as AI-generated or using AI-generated content. Meta's platforms are looking at introducing that. I don't think it's live just yet. And they're also going to monitor if they're then also identifying through their own systems that it's AI-generated and not labels that you then may get banned from that system and systems like that. But they're not really working in live just yet.
Okay, so Maria Walsh, why hasn't the European Parliament taken stronger measures against the publishers of this material and the hosts on social media?
Yeah, great question. I mean, the new Digital Service Act passed last month in the Parliament puts obligations on very large online platforms, but that was just shared. There's a slow uptake in terms of even the likes of Meta and who are Facebook and Instagram putting that label content made with AI. As an Irish MEP, I take great interest in, because we obviously house a number of these social media organisations. I mean, I certainly would be pushing. I've written to the Minister for Housing and Local Government as well as Minister for Justice to ensure that we move on regulating, which people might not like to hear, but regulating users so that we can track those that are entering into creating very dangerous deepfakes, similar to how we sign up to use Airbnb or banking institutions online like Revolut, where there is a form of identification given. It's very safe, it's kept, it's following EU regulation, but that people can live and work within that space, understanding that if you are stepping into the creation of deepfakes with intent to harm or discredit, that you're going to be held accountable. So there is okay. An awful lot of work. I'm not taking away from that. And certainly in the next mandate, you'll see more and more of this.
Thank you very much, Maria Walsh of Fine Gael and Elaine Burke.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.
A new year is full of surprises. But one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.